This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The steady rise in coronavirus cases is creating uncertainty for Ohio's restaurant industry. Some businesses in the region have temporarily closed after positive COVID-19 cases among employees or guests in the 2 months they've been allowed to reopen. I'm joined by Jill Vita, a two-time James Beard Award finalist and co-owner of Salt Restaurant in Lakewood. Jill, you switched to takeout during the state shutdown and reopened June 1st. And then late last week came a Facebook post that you decided to close as a precaution.
There were a few staff members that were exposed to friends that work in the health industry that were exposed, and they didn't know until that morning. So we decided that it would be in our best interest to get these people tested, make sure that they're okay, and then just like close down the business to just reset and make sure that everybody's healthy moving forward. And that's what we did. We were just like, you know what, we need to do this. We need to be transparent. And everybody came back negative. You know, when something like this happens, of course, people have their own opinion of why. And, you know, it's unfortunate that you fall under, you know, so much scrutiny, even though you're doing the right thing. But we knew in our heart it was the right thing. And, you know, that's what we've always tried to do. And, you know, there's a lot of restaurants and a lot of restaurant owners that don't do that. They're not following guidelines. They're not doing just the bare minimum of what needs to be done. That's unfortunate, you know, because a couple of restaurants make all the people that are doing the right thing look bad too. You know what I mean?
So you reopened on Monday. Was there any trepidation in doing that? I mean, how do you feel now?
You know, it's funny because as much as I understand this virus and I understand its effects on people, it doesn't really hit as hard as when it's like directly in front of you. We have a small crew, you know, without half of those people, we wouldn't be able to operate. So it is a scary thing. It is a scary thing to think that this could literally take down our business like 100%. And no amount of loans or or anything would be able to help that. You know, I think that's the thing that people don't understand is that small businesses and how this has affected them so much, you know, financially and emotionally. And, you know, all we're trying to do is just stay afloat at this point.
As Cuyahoga County starts seeing more cases, there's a concern that the county could go from the red level to the purple. Do you worry that there will be another shutdown?
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think everybody that has a small business hears that, because what does that mean? You know, you're one of the fortunate ones that actually got a PPP loan. You know, what does that mean for that? Because you have to start paying that back if you didn't meet all the sanctions that it had on top of our regular loan, you know, that it's all dollar signs, you know. It's like, yeah, could we close? Could we reopen? Possibly. But, you know, we still have to pay rent. We still have to pay utilities. We have, you know, we still have all the stuff that is looming over our head. So if we were to shut down again, that means $0 coming in. And, you know, that means that, you know, a lot of businesses won't make it. You know, we could definitely be one of those businesses that doesn't make it if that happens.
As somebody who's been in the restaurant industry for so long and achieved the level of success that you have, how do you kind of see this playing out for the restaurant industry overall?
As much as I don't like to think about the doom and gloom of, you know, what could happen, you kind of almost have to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And the amount of experience that we have in this business doesn't equate to being able to stay afloat when the whole industry is flattened. Can we rise out of it like a phoenix when it's all over? Possibly. But the amount of experience we have has kept us to this point open, but it's definitely an equalizer. This whole thing is an equalizer for small businesses, regardless of how long you've been in the business, how much experience you have, how much money you've saved up, whatever loans you've paid off or received. It's just, if you're not making money, you can't do anything. So you're in quicksand at that point.
That's Jill Vita, co-owner of Salt Restaurant in Lakewood.